Oliver Callan on RTÉ Radio 1, sponsored by Get Set Go. Get comprehensive car insurance today at getsetgo.ie.
And Anois Seanó, singer, storyteller, fiddler and podcaster Dearnaí Dlathán is back with us to help us with the Le Focal, Le Haig na Nulag. Dearnaí, fáilte ar ais arís.
Cur mí le maithagat, tá mé delighted venta.
Tá Nulag búlte linn. Now I'm cheating, this is written down. A búlte, Christmas is on us, is it? Búlte, búlte.
Búlte, tá sé búlte linn.
Inn scéal?
Níl inn scéal agam now, bhí mé mothe siúil na gáir ar maidin, mar bhí mé rálaat, agus bhí mé anna impressed leis an ghaelge ar fad bhí a chaid, agus gan áras gur mise an favourite gáelge ar beagar, mar sinna inn sin tas an cailíní now in How to Gael, they'll be disgusted.
Tóg a malé le do hul, like glauach, row hopping. Row hopper?
Row hopping, thank you. I'm just excited, very excited to be here.
We've been talking to you about your pod Craela, the live podcast, and you've been playing in the US. Mm-hmm. Were you in Canada as well?
Oh, we were in Canada and all over the US, and we are back in 2026 with more dates. So we've just announced Easter Sunday, down the Cosca, our fraud e chunnel. There you go.
One of my favourite Irish amok in the Cosca, the year it's Easter Rising.
That's it. Yes, absolutely. Irish amok in the Cosca. And it's great because it's 2026. So what's that? 110 years since Irish amok in the Cosca. So Matatu Giri Kalura.
There you go. Actually, yeah.
Yes.
Are you noticing a surge in audience? Like, because we're hearing adults are signed up for all of these lessons at Scoilge from January onwards.
Yeah.
Massive.
It's fantastic. It's really, really great. And look, there are so many really deadly Irish classes that are out there. Conor na Gaeilge, Gael Chultúr, loads of local organisations. And I know loads of people want to gift Irish classes to people or loved ones this Christmas.
Very nice gift.
So if I had one bit of advice to people, because people are full of passion and going back sometimes to learn Irish can be quite daunting for people. Yeah. Try and get yourself into a class where you'll be meeting a teacher, be that online or in person, and you know that you can kind of have that rapport and that people can encourage you and you can, you know, meet other people in real time, be that online or in real time classes, because sometimes you can get a bit lost with, you know, these online courses and stuff that are online and meeting people, making that connection, I think that's really important on your language learning journey.
No more distractions.
Exactly. Yeah. And friendship and just having a chance to talk to real life people. You know, we can just spend a lot of time on our phone by ourselves in isolation, and any activity that you can be spending time with other people is always beneficial.
Now that you're in front of me, I'm just thinking, cottage errand to distraction. What's the Irish word? Is there an Irish
word? Would you know, cáin chuirne isteach uirimse go mór na muiledóracht, right? Muiledóracht, it's kind of like
muiledóracht,
yeah.
A thousand something.
Muil is to delay something. So delaying, like procrastinating. Yeah, yeah. So that's what I'd always be doing now, tamá muiledóracht, by distracting myself, you know, getting lost in the whole that is Instagram and TikTok and all the rest of it.
Éagsúil le gairt, which, by the way, is the other Irish word for madra.
Yes, madra. So I have a little Springer Spaniel at home, so she's technically a hound. Okay. So I call her, she's a gairt instead of a madra. There you go, we're getting very official.
Are you being strict about dogs or stricter than Irish there? It's hard to tell.
Do you know what? I'm just so strict about a lot of things, Oliver. No, it's quite a Munster thing that they would call the dogs a gair, and I suppose it's just something I picked up at home from my mother. So a madra is a dog and a gair is a hound. So there you go.
What else are you planning now for Christmas, since you're getting a stretch off if you're not going to be going live again?
Absolutely.
Costco.
Well, I am. When this interview finishes, I am going to be a free agent. So I'm going straight to Daly Mount Park, would you believe? Kneecap have set up stall there for the next 2 days. So I'll have the fiddle on the back. Myself and all our gang of traditional musicians will be in there playing tunes from 1 o'clock.
Are they doing concerts?
They're in the Tree Arena tonight in the Tree Arena tomorrow night. And they have their...
What's happening in Daly Mount Park?
They're kind of having like a, they're selling a lot of their merch, and they're going to have live music, traditional music. There's going to be DJs playing. People will be calling in for a Christmas pint. It'll just be a really good buzz if you're around.
Sort of a kneecap Christmas market.
Exactly. Yes.
I saw they launched the new Gansey for Bohemians.
That's it. Now, my brother's probably at home. I plan on buying him one of them. So I want to get down there early before they all sell out, because sure, the Bohemian jerseys are the real hipster thing now, aren't they?
They really are. Well, they're connected. It's a merging of interest there.
Exactly. Exactly.
So that's the bruntness now.
Sinéin, the bruntness nullag.
Okay, so Sinéin na nullagaí is like the phrase of the century, really, for the next few weeks, isn't it?
Absolutely. Sinéin na nullagaí. It's kind of like your enabling friend telling telling you now, I don't know about you, I'm an awful woman. I could be convinced to stay for, you know, that extra pint when you have to be in work the next morning.
That's
annoying. Yeah, absolutely. Or when you're buying everybody else a Christmas present, you know, a little Christmas present for you as well. So it's kind of like the phrase used to justify everything, she and nullagy. And it really goes back to, I suppose, you know, a time in Ireland when there was an awful lot of poverty and buchtiness in the country.
Yeah.
And Christmas was really the only time that you did indulge. So is that, you know, she and nullagy, if you can't do it now, when can you do it?
This is it. It's grand. You're fine. It's Christmas. She and nullagy.
That's it. She and nullagy.
So if you're thinking, I won't go for another mince pie, I've had two.
Oh, she and nullagy. Get it into you.
That's the most useful one.
It is. It's very enabling, isn't it, for this time of year now?
By coincidence, I got a jumper yesterday.
Okay.
From our friends in RT in the Gaeilge department.
Chula meshin.
And it says she and nullagy on it.
There you go.
This is a thing.
On of our fad. We'll have to do an alternative toy show as Gaeilge to make Yappa and Vlian Chuin, because, you know, we'll get a few more Gaeilgori on the toy show. We'll have that out.
E specialte. You'd be the E specialte. Wouldn't that be the visitor?
Sign me up, Tán Carter.
Was visitor, but E specialte for a programme is better.
To make Yappa. Yeah.
Carcalor. Mm-hmm. When someone says Nulikunadich, and you feel like many happy returns, it's kind of an ugly phrase, anyways. Many happy returns.
Yes.
It's very easy as Gaeilge.
Gurabaulig chut or gumahedish. Mm-hmm. So the same to you.
Gurab.
Gurab aulig chut.
Gurab aulig.
Exactly. Gurab aulig chut is like, I'm the same to you, or gumahedish.
Gumahedish.
Gumahedish as well.
It
yeah.
will be great.
I would always just say. That could be very incorrect, but that would just be how I feel.
You sound so confident.
Well, do you know what? A lot of this is just sounding confident. That's the problem. You know, people are so worried about what they say, and nobody's taking any notice. That's it. You know, as long as you say it with conviction, that's half the battle.
We should jump back to the phrase you taught us the last time.
Okay, come on.
Top hutch. Poach or it's the hangover, isn't it?
That'll be me tomorrow.
I always go for the itch sound at the end. That's just what I learned in school. Is that wrong?
You're the Ulster man.
If you're in Connemara, it'd be Tophut.
Exactly. You see, you're the Ulster man. I always think you can tell it really well when we say the word poutine, right?
We'd be poutine.
Exactly. So I'd have poutine and you'd have poutine. I'm not even going to attempt a Connemara accent on that because God only knows what I'll say. But you know, those slender.
Ulu, who used to be just like a Jemmer Tati. And even when you hear Pierce Doherty in Dahl, Aaron, it's Taisha.
There's a real authority with that Ulster Irish show, isn't it? There's something very attractive about it. There is, in fairness.
There was always some owlad on a tape now when I was Fado. You know, and he's talking about going to the cinema with his date, but he was clearly a 50-year-old man.
Well, do you know what? Fair play to him, you know.
Maybe he was. Who am I to judge?
Yeah.
I did at 17. Okay, so she and nullagy, and then you're excreef in the carty nullag.
Yes.
Why is it nullag like Iha nullag and not Iha nullag and not Iha nullig? Where's the Tisha Kinnage?
So this is an interesting one. It's kind of so we take out the I to put that in the Tisha Kinnage. It's a funny one. Nullig is N-O-L-L-A-I-G, but then we take out the I and it's nullug then.
It's usually nillug.
Exactly.
It's non-tishilginnadach. That's the mistake it was made.
Shinné. Thank you. Mahu, my Anna impressed.
Fascinated, by the way, that the Irish word on nullug, on nullig, for December and Christmas, exactly the same.
Yes. Interesting, isn't it?
Know anything about... It's all the same.
I think maybe... look, we won't question too much because it allows us to use that phrase, she and nullagy, even longer and get away with this bad behaviour for as long as we can.
She and Annery. That's what we've been saying.
Oh my God. Yeah.
What would you be doing?
God, I know.
You're excreve the carty nullag. You can go beyond just the tradition. Nullag hunna is fine, but...
But what I love about the Irish language is you can get so poetic with na banaha going to a tuart d'oghine. And it's kind of like you can get a bit showy off. So gurev nullag vuur vahagut, right? Gurev nullag vuur vahagut is that you have a big happy Christmas, right?
Okay.
And if you want to break it out of, you know, nulla cunna, then I had written down actually a good one that I had sent on to the lovely Tyrone man here who runs the show, Michael.
Michael, yeah.
And if I remember correctly, I said, you know, Grev gach rahart sivlian the mach wrote. Was that agus gemeado ag the chid agus shach nure erivar shin?
That's right.
Right.
That's the
so that's a big long one. Which that means. So these are the lovely things you can be saying to the Garev gach rahart sivlian amach wrote that you have every luck in the year out ahead of you.
Very nice.
Gemeado ag the chid that your store will multiply agus shach nure erivar shin and seven times on top of that. So again, we have those numbers, the three and the seven. It's great. But you know, listen, if you want to have a nullig vorva, you want to be very flamboyant with your Christmas greetings, okay? And it's a great way to show off.
That's
as well,
really,
you know,
really
your imagination. Yeah.
There are great hosts. In fact, most of these are better at Scaelge than they would be,
so.
Aren't they?
Yeah,
I just
they
like
are.
I can't get over the fact that you know, Gwilla Gunn Tep.
Shingama, isn't
may
it?
Your gut never fail you.
Exactly. And look, I mean, they were onto something because we now know, obviously, the importance of gut health and how you
absolutely.
Make all these decisions from your gut.
And at this time of the year, you really should wish that on people, shouldn't you?
Absolutely. There's nothing worse.
You're raising a toast with stout in it. You better be talking about the gut.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. Totally. And there's nothing worse than as well. This always happens to me when you overindulge early on Christmas Day and then you can't fit any more in and you're kind of disgusted with yourself, like, come on. So this is, it's very important that we wish this on our loved ones this Christmas.
Gwilligantep. So you don't want the peen in the vullog.
Shinné.
We definitely like why that stands out as a school memory. Peen in the camp, but cune in the vullog. I think it's just a fun word to say.
Yeah, there you go, near Yarrow to Agafoil anyway.
May you never go thirsty and may you die in Ireland. There's always death, isn't there?
I know, but you really love the misery, the romanticism of all the misery, isn't it? Gubflucht, that you always have a wet beak. You never go dry or sober.
By the way, just gubflucht.
Yeah, gubflucht, yeah. Yeah.
It means may you just be thirsty. May you never have thirst.
Yeah, never have thirst. That's
a wet beak to hunt him.
Yeah, wet beak.
Gubflucht
wouldn't have been an awful thing now if you hadn't the price of a pint.
Cool.
Yeah, it is. It's good. Gubflucht agus boss in Éirinn. And look, I suppose it's
less
funny.
Of the death now.
Yeah, no, I know. But sure, look, you can't have one without the other. The gubflucht without.
There was a fear of dying in England or something, was it?
Come on. That would be desperate. It would be desperate shade for fears. Yeah.
The last day in your breishti was going to be in the Sassenach.
Yeah. Well, God forbid, or worse, America. So, yeah, either or. But look, Ávarach go fóill, isn't it? It's still a bit relevant to the society.
One I generally struggle with this time of the year, because nulla cunna now is spun out.
Yes.
And I'm thinking, oh, this is it doesn't exactly roll off the tongue. Ofliin fuí bhaise ditch.
Yeah, sin gan
a bhaise. As you would say, gwit, is what you should do. Ofliin fuí bhaise.
Gurumahagat agus gurubau.
Written down, it looks like Vwisha because it's got AI. MHAISE, Vwisha.
Yeah. Again, Wisha. I suppose that would come from the different dialects and stuff, wouldn't it? But
Vwisha. Like going to Aberpunk IE.
Yeah.
It's very much Vwisha.
Yes. Yeah. Well, Aberpunk IE is a fantastic. I wasn't actually aware of it until a couple of weeks ago, but how we can now, transcribe everything into. In the Irish language, when you're putting up the social media reels and all that crack, and we have the captions readily available, us barely, you can now get live translations. That's good. It's great.
So, Ofliin fuí bhaise ditch.
Gura bhagat, Oliver.
I hope you have a lovely time. And Tommy, preak the leshan vucht. We hope we'll be saying.
I know.
The weather is nice and wintry.
Well, tashé anafuor mohun sun armadin.
It's almost onomatopoeic, that one, isn't
yeah,
it?
Yeah, like, ta.
In bits with the cold.
Oh, absolutely. But sure.
The leshan vucht.
Well, there's only one place for you, the high stool. She and Nullagi. They have lovely warm fires and all the double pubs.
Go bugge, will you? You know, big egg oil responsibly.
Yeah, no, thank you, Artgut. Thank you, Artgut.
Enjoy it, Darren and Nidlachan. And you're off. And now you're off.
I'm off. She and Nullagi.
You're so relaxed. It's like you're off when you arrived anyway.
I know. But sure, look, I was just in the Christmas spirit when I got my She and Nullagi jumper. There you go.
We'll see you in the Ofliin.
Tá súil go mé.
Lovely. More to come right after this.